Would you ever use the word spigot?
Yeah, I want a spigot.
And now, could a spigot be on a barrel or in the kitchen or outside?
Yes.
Okay. So it could be anywhere, just as long as it serves the same use. Okay, fine. If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
A bag. In Carolina, they say a poke.
Where did I say that?
Up in Carolina, Mary.
It's funny.
I never heard it.
People around here don't say that.
Oh, no.
What do you call a big bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes make up?
Just a sack.
And would you call it a particular kind of sack?
I'm talking about a burlap bag?
Yes, sir. Would you ever call it anything?
But chicken feet never put in burlap bags.
It's not?
No.
What's chicken feet?
Cotton bags.
I guess it would fall out of a burlap bag, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Would you ever call it anything besides a burlap bag? The loosely woven kind.
Let's see, what do they call that bag up, Marion?
Would you ever call
croc-a-sack.
It?
Croc-a-sack.
A croc-a-sack?
Yeah.
Now, do people around here say croc-a-sack?
Yes.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about, I don't know, maybe this long, and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it like?
A monica.
Okay.
No, it's not the juice hop. One of the juice hop, you take it.
Okay. Well, now, this other kind.
Is a harp.
Have you ever heard this called a harp?
Yeah, that's a harp.
Okay. So a harp and a harmonica are the same thing?
Oh, yes.
And the other thing, this thing.
Juice hop.
Okay. Can you play one of them?
No. I can't play anything.
I'm going to get you to play me a tune. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end?
Seesaw. Okay.
And what do you call one that goes round and round?
I call a merry-go-round, I reckon.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called a flying gin?
Oh, yeah, a flying gin. It has seats on it. That's
well, now how?
Pulled by motor.
Oh, a flying gin is motorized?
Yes.
And that's something that would be in a carnival then?
Yes.
But the homemade kind would be a... If you made... Did you all have these where you saw off a little sapling or something and put a board across and a...
peg in it, mm-hmm. Yes.
And that would be the what? Would that be the merry-go-round or the flying jenny?
That merry-go-round, because flying jenny is a motorized.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen a knife on?
Wet stone. A wet rock.
Okay. Will you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use or still do use?
Mm.
So that I can draw pictures out of them. That's not very artistic than I'm supposed to.
A rail fence way back years ago. I hardly ever see any of those now.
Well, what did the rail fence look like? How was that?
It was long, piece of, they cut them out of logs, and just like fence posts, but they'd stack one on top of the other. And
yeah, I know what you're talking about. You mean they went in zigzags
yeah.
like this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, did they have any straight up and down posts, or were they all lying flat?
They was all lying down. They were old wooden fence posts.
Fence rail.
Rail fence, they called it, too.
Uh-huh.
Is that what I said?
Yes, sir. Well, what about the kind of fence, I don't know. You'll have to tell me if these were used in this area. But I think there's a kind of fence that's made with split rails, too. That's made with two posts like this, and then a little bit farther on, two more posts, and the rails are laid in between.
Yes, that's more or less like a rail, except not zigzag. It's straight.
Well, now, would that be called a rail fence, too? Or
I would say so, yes.
So there wouldn't be any way of distinguishing between the two?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay.